know you don't have a ton of your offensive weapons, at least for the time being, because you still feel good about what you have and where the offense is going into a pretty tough first game.
Absolutely. You know, we're heading in the right direction, and obviously losing James and Austin Fort for the first couple of games is, you know, it's going to hurt for a while. But at the same time, we've got some young guys that are stepping up and making plays, and it's good to see the tight end group stepping up as a whole.
You talked a lot, you know, we talked about the hype, and you just said, but the ultimate test is game time, and now we're getting closer to it. Just how much are you looking forward to this, and kind of, as Coach Bull said earlier, just kind of get that, the process started, that unfinished business from the way last season ended?
Well, yeah, I mean, ever since that bowl game ended and I decided to come back, September 2nd is all I've been able to look forward to. So I'm very excited to get out back on the field with my teammates. I'm very excited to get on the field and show what this team can do.
Obviously, Iowa's got a pretty strong defense, Big Ten team. What have you seen from their defense? And just in general, how comfortable are you now with reading defenses compared to maybe a year ago?
I'm real comfortable. They got a really good linebacking core. You know, they're solid up front. You know, they're going to be missing their best defensive back. So, you know, being able to take advantage of stuff in the passing game is what we're trying to do. And, you know, taking the easy throws and taking what they give us is kind of what we're planning on doing.
Josh, how would you describe the atmosphere around here? It seems a little different a year ago. Obviously, you guys had a good season. Matt, you know, been alluded to that you didn't finish the way you guys wanted. But how would you kind of describe the atmosphere coming into this season?
You know, as a team, you know, we're extremely excited to get back on the field. We're eager at, you know, young positions, and it's a want that, you know, this team has, in understanding that we lost four of our last five games last year, and you know, that's not acceptable, and you know, it's been eating at our stomachs ever since, and we're, like I said, we're ready to get on the field and show this world what we can do.
Josh, I know, in speaking with that, it seems like the Nebraska game a year ago was such a long way away. What do you remember about that game? Maybe you can take into the Iowa game, playing at a Big Ten opponent on their field. The fact that you guys were with them through three quarters. But what can you remember about that game that you can tell maybe Saturday at Iowa City?
Well, I mean, the Big Ten's it's a great conference, and we know that. You know, it's a hostile crowd that we're going to be heading into, and, you know, we'll be prepared for that. But what we're mainly looking forward to is to get those guys to quiet down so we can run our offense successfully and continue to run our offense successfully. Looking back to Nebraska last year, the wheel kind of fell off in the last quarter, so, you know, staying calm and composed throughout the whole game is what we're going to do.
You mentioned what Iowa does well. Definitely when you look at them in film, do they compare favorably to anyone you saw last year or you've broken film down on?
Coverage-wise, I would say they're similar to San Diego State. You know, they're going to play their quarter shell and play two safeties most of the time, and they'll roll down and insert here and there. But, you know, they don't try to disguise anything. They're going to show you what they're going to do, and, you know, they're going to hope on them executing better than we do.
Josh, how do you overall kind of evaluate where this team is at in terms of playing on the road? Obviously, ended that streak last year with the CSU game in Nevada, but then, you know, a couple more down the stretch that you guys lost.
You know, going back to the 2-10 season, you know, we didn't win any games on the road. Going back to last year, I think we won a couple. So it's just a thing that you get more experience with. I mean, the older you get, and now we got some seniors that have, you know, played under Coach Bull, and it's finally good to see their guys here. And just the experience that we have from the past couple of years is going to help us, you know, on the road this year.
We were talking last week about simplifying your game, taking those checkdowns. What are you hoping to see from yourself in your offensive
core? Well, taking care of the football is the number one concern. You know, last year there were too many interceptions, and wildly because I was making stupid decisions. So, you know, keying back on those, like I said, taking what they give us, and if it's a 5-yard hitch route, if it's a 3-yard bubble, whatever the case may be, you know, gaining yards is an efficient play. So not throwing into triple coverage, running across my body, anything like that, and making smart decisions.
You know, Wyoming needed Logan Harris right in front of you, a young kid. How are you trying to not only mentor him, but the other students around you?
I mean, just kind of stepping in the huddle and, you know, being confident and showing my confidence in them. You know, Logan's going to do great this year. You know, we got some freshmen on this team that are going to be really, really good players in the near future. And, you know, they're going to come out this year and they're going to play very well for us, and they're going to do their job.
Josh, I know this has been a neat spring and summer for you in terms of everything with national exposure, but how excited are you just to kind of kind of get to playing football now, to get game experience, game week, game day? Are you kind of really looking forward to that right at about this time?
Yeah, I mean, after those first couple of interviews, that you can go back into March and April, you know, it's kind of getting tired of all the media stuff and all the hype and, you know, just wanting to get on the field and, you know, get back with my brothers and, you know, perform as well as we can.
Congratulations on being the captain again. And just what are your thoughts on that and the captains of this year's team?
You know, I'm very excited for the captains that we've got this year. You know, Drew Van Monen, he's, you know, he's paid his dues and he's finally up there and, you know, he's got the respect of the whole team and, you know, him being the other offensive captain, you know, it's a good mix with me and him. We get along pretty well. And, you know, I just, you know, want to thank the teammates for voting me again. And hopefully, you know, we can keep moving in the right direction with this program.
You mentioned Drew, obviously. I mean, not every team has a fullback in this day and age, but, you know, you've got a really experienced guy there. Just how valuable is it to have a guy like that in that position?
I mean, he executes, you know, very well on the field. And then, you know, he's a vocal and emotional leader at the same time. And, you know, he's serious when he needs to. And when he's not serious, he's the funniest guy on the team and making everybody laugh and smile. But at the same time, you know, he does demand a respect on the team. And, you know, that's what I love about him. And, you know, he's a good one. He's not tried yet. I'm kind of doing the mustache with him. It's kind of hard to see. I'm with the lights. It's a little blonde, but I'm doing that with him. I will not do the Mohawk, though, I promise you. Are there any questions on the phone?
Yes, Jeremiah Davis here from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Playing off that question about your media attention and stuff, you know, considering at one time you didn't have hardly any attention and now you've got all of it, how have you tried to deal with it yourself, just personally, you know, away from the field?
You know, I take it, you know, kind of with a grain of salt. I don't read anything about me. I'm completely focused on winning games for this team. And all the media attention and stuff, you know, what I look at, it's great for our program. It's great for our university because, you know, recruits and, you know, kids that may be wanting to come to school here can see this stuff and understand that this is a very unique place to come and play and experience, you know, wildlife and everything that Wyoming has to offer. So, you know, like I said, I just really don't pay much attention to it at all.
Do your teammates ever give you a hard time about any of it?
Not really. You know, they've kept me very grounded. You know, I come from a, you know, a really good family, and my family's kept me grounded this whole time as well. And, you know, I thank them. You know, they got a big part in this too. You know, it's not just me out here. You know, it takes a collective team to win games, and, you know, I think we've got a pretty special group here.
Hey, Josh. Hey, Josh. It's Mark Emmer from the Des Moines Register. I wanted to talk to you a little about your growing connection with CJ last year, like late in the year. What led to that, and how are you guys building at that for this year?
You know, he stepped up big for us last year in some key moments, you know, majorly and, you know, major-wise in the first San Diego State game, he caught a game-winning touchdown. And, you know, this year he's kind of taken another step, and he's looking like our top guy right now, him, Austin Conway, and unfortunately James Price won't be playing, but those three guys have, you know, all come together, and they're about the same age, so, you know, it's a very good off-field chemistry as well, and then that plays extremely well on the field as well.
And then getting back to you talked about Iowa secondary, I mean, how difficult is that to prepare for a secondary when you don't really have any film on those guys? How are you approaching that?
You know, you just got to expect they're going to be really good. You know, Iowa's a team that gets a lot of very good recruits, and you just got to play off the film and understand that this is what they plan on doing. You know, like I said, they play a cover four type shell, and they'll insert three and play some man here and there. But, you know, it's not like they're tricky to figure out or they're disguising anything. They're going to show you what they're going to do, and they're going to bank on them playing better than you do. So, like I said, taking advantage of, you know, the shorter stuff, and then if there's a long ball that presents itself, you know, take advantage of it.